USA.org.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. It is Sunday, May 10th, 2009, and what we're going to do over the next 2 hours is go through all the stories the mainstream media refused to report on, and then the ones that they did, and tell you the truth beyond the spin that they continue to put out. You know, one of the biggest stories that everyone in the mainstream media, outside of maybe Lou Dobbs, is not covering, is this domestic extremism lexicon out of the Department of Homeland Security. And why is this important? Well, the Washington Times writes a story last week where they hit on the actual extremism that's mentioned in this. Remember, this is outside of Islamofascism or Islamic extremism. This isn't for Al-Qaeda. This isn't for the Taliban. This is for you. Don't believe me? Well, just read into it. Just read who is now classified an extremist terrorist. And by the way, this is the third DHS document that has leaked through InfoWars and Prison Plan. So if you're out there driving around, you don't believe us, please go over there. Get the PDF files from the DHS. This was issued March 26, 2009. It only became public about a week and a half ago. DHS immediately came out and said this was never authorized. We would never have put this out. The reality of the situation is we exposed it, so they had to retract it. And why would they retract it after we exposed it? There was nothing wrong. Well, right off the bat, the alternative media is now an extremist organization. That's right, alternative media, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. Now, on its face, that's a lie. The majority of what we do here at the Alex Jones Show, at my show, The Info Warrior, is we read mainline articles, and I've got a stack of them right in front of me. And if you don't think that they're really targeting people like this, well, our MIAC report clearly showed bumper stickers of the Don't Tread on Me, something I saw a lot at these tea parties all across the country. Conservatives using them. And again, I think that Tea Party thing was entirely co-opted by the mainstream media. Suspect detained over extremist bumper sticker. And of course, it's the Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. A Louisiana driver was stopped and detained for having a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker on his vehicle and warned by police officer about the subversive message it sent, according to the driver's relative. Oh, it's a subversive message to believe in the Second Amendment. Absolutely wild. Just beyond ridiculous, folks. Let me say it again. Beyond ridiculous. But that's not where it goes. I mean, people who are into animal rights extremism, that may now be terrorism. Anti-abortion extremism, that may now be terrorism. Anti-immigration extremism, and this is the one thing that Lou Dobbs really did report on in full. A movement of groups or individuals who are vehemently opposed to illegal immigration, particularly along the U.S. southwest border with Mexico, and who have been known to advocate or engage in criminal activity and plot acts of violence and terrorism. Stop right there. Stop right there. There has been zero, let me say it again, 0.0 acts of terrorism prevented on the border due to anti-illegal immigration people. Okay? Let's say it again. No one who is anti-illegal immigration has ever tried to conduct an act of terror. Ever. That's 0.0. But it's terrorism now. Let's read it again in case you didn't hear me. Particularly along the U.S. southwest border with Mexico, and who have been known to advocate or engage in criminal activity and plot acts of violence and terrorism to advance their extremist goals. No one has plotted an act of terrorism on the border of the United States and Mexico. It gets even more ludicrous. They are highly critical of the U.S. government's response to illegal immigration, which is basically nothing. They do nothing about it. So why wouldn't we be critical of that? See, this is about an amalgamation of not only Mexico and the United States, but Canada as well. See, I'm against illegal immigration there, too. Anybody. Just, if you want to come into this country, do it the right way. Is that so wrong? They are highly critical of the U.S. government's response to illegal immigration and oppose government programs that are designed to extend, quote, and they quote this, rights to illegal aliens, such as issuing driver's licenses. Excuse me, I'm sorry if I think the United States citizens are the ones who should have driver's licenses. And maybe foreign nationals that are here on business, if you have a visa. Obviously, if you're here under the right terms, you're going to be able to drive a car. Otherwise, no, you shouldn't have it. Or national identification cards, and providing in-state tuition, medical benefits, and public education. So let me get this straight. We shouldn't be opposed to a system that takes our tax dollars and gives it to those who don't pay into it. Anybody. I don't care what the color of your skin is. But no, you're now an extremist terrorist. Anti-technology terrorism. Lo and behold, we criticize technology. And remember, there has been zero acts of anti-technology terrorism. Everybody's like, that's not true, the Unabomber, Jason. That really wasn't terrorism. That was a lone nut who wrote a manifesto. He had no network. He sent letter bombs out to people. And he killed a minimal amount of people. Yes, it was for a political goal. Not terrorism. Anti-technology terrorism. A movement of groups or individuals opposed to technology. And, by the way, I am not opposed to technology. Technology is a dual-edged sword. Can use to be empowering. Or enslaving. Let's say it again. Empowering or enslaving. Anything's like that. Okay? These groups have been known to advocate, again, or engage in criminal activity and plot acts of violence and terrorism. It's all about plotting acts of violence and terrorism when it doesn't exist. Remember, this is what they're giving to law enforcement officials. This is straight out of this DHS, domestic extremism lexicon. We're only on A, folks. We're only on A. They have targeted college and university laboratories, scholars, biotechnology industries, U.S. corporations involved in the computer or airline industry, and others. And, you know, one of the things that I really talk about in depth on my program from 9 to midnight Central Time over at the InfoWarrior.com or InfoWars.com is that technology now is at a point where artificial intelligence is a reality we're living with. Let me say it again. Artificial intelligence is here. Okay, we've done reports on the RoboFish, these 5-foot cart machines that are around $30,000 to produce that they're letting into the environment. They think on their own. They have sonar on their own. The same with these penguins. They have robot penguins. The inner skeleton looks like something out of the Terminator, folks. Don't believe me? Go check it out. They have stingrays now. Lots of aquatic life. We have the big dogs. Big dogs may not have a whole lot of AI in them, but I mean, it's this thing that looks like a dog with no head, that's hard to knock over, that's helping our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then you have Hanson Robotics. You know, this is a public venture where they want your children to be playing with a 3-foot doll named Xeno that looks like something out of Dragon Ball Z. And they have all these other programs there where they're literally trying to reanimate heads. I mean, obviously, when you see this stuff, it's in its premature stages, but they're trying to rebuild Philip K. Dick. And anybody out there that's into sci-fi, go check it out. It's absolutely astounding. So anti-technology extremism. If you speak out against any technology, you might be an extremist or terrorist. Then they put, you know, Aryan prison gangs in here. See, they mix real extremist groups with non-extremist groups. And even though, you know, Aryan prison gangs exist, they should never, ever be viewed as terrorists. They're criminals. See, terrorism is criminal, but being a criminal doesn't make you a terrorist. But again, they're trying to blur the lines. They're using extremism, but then they're pretty much like, oh, extremism equals terrorism. These are the new enemies. Christian identity. Decentralized terrorist movement. A movement of groups or individuals who pursue shared ideological goals through tactics of leaderless resistance independent of any larger terrorist organization. That's pretty much anybody who has a cause. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 918.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $944.93 or $72.46 for a half ounce and $236.23 for the quarter ounce. That's $944.93, $472.46, and $236.23.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact, if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You know, the reason that it's so important that we go over this document is because it's going after everybody. Even the great Jimi Hendrix, if he was still around, they'd be going after him. You don't believe me? You know, I just talked about the decentralized terrorist movement. Right under that is denial of service attack, or DOS attack, or in other words, anybody who might be a hacker. God forbid you learn how to use a computer and maybe use that on your activism. So they'll go after those guys too. But this one, direct action. Now get this. What does it start off with? Lawful or unlawful acts of civil disobedience. So it doesn't matter if it's a lawful act. You know who would like to use civil disobedience? People like Gandhi. People like Martin Luther King Jr., people that got things done. that literally changed generational thought processes, that made a difference. Lawful or unlawful acts of civil disobedience. Excuse me, there's a reason that we have lawful civil disobedience. It's called the First Amendment. That's how we get things done here. That's how we express our discontent with current situations and policies. But that's now an act of terror, according to this disgusting DHS document. Ranging from protests, you can't protest. Remember, they started this way, way back during the WTO before 9/11, but after 9/11 it intensified. You bet your ass it did. I mean, let's be real, okay? Free speech zones are a way to round people up who have a dissenting opinion and get them away from the main event. And now they're saying that lawful acts of civil disobedience, ranging from protests, and they always put property destruction or acts of violence. Folks, the only time the acts of violence occur is when they bring in the provocateurs. You remember that Canadian protest about a year ago? Maybe a little more than a year ago? The guy has a bandana over his face. He's the only one. There's only a couple dozen people there. He's yelling at the cops. He's picking up rocks. He's like, yeah, let's throw rocks at the cops. And everybody's like, dude, you're a cop. We know. You're wearing the same boots as the police officers are. And he's like, oh. So then they rush in and they arrest him. And then they later have to admit, yeah, he was a cop and he was a provocateur. And he was wearing the same exact shoes. Just Google it. No, but Jason Burmes is a liar. This DHS document doesn't exist. It's not real. Environmental extremism. Again, they are going after everybody in this. Ethnic-based extremism. Extremist group. Green anarchism. Hacktivism. Hacktivism. We just talked about that. Remember, you can't use the internet to benefit you. I mean, in other documents, they talk about how these extremist groups are Al-Qaeda-like because they use Twitter and MySpace and YouTube. That's our bread and butter here in the info war. That's the way that we're transcending this information to the masses, because the mainstream media still refuses to report on this stuff. And, of course, they go into Jews, Jewish extremism. Here's a good one. Leaderless resistance. God forbid you tell somebody to do their own thing, to act how they feel, within the limits of the law, obviously. A strategy that stresses the importance of individuals. I stress the importance of individuals. We all have great power. We need to realize that and get on our horses. Individuals and small cells acting independently and anonymously outside formalized organizational structures to enhance operational security and avoid detection. It has nothing to do with avoiding detection. We're trying to get as many people out there to hand out the Obama deception, to hand out fabled enemies, to tell people about the Cyberbullying Act and the Cybersecurity Act. And we're going to get into that later in the program. We're also going to go into the swine flu and that big hoax hype media fest. We got a couple clips on that. We're going to be playing a Colbert clip. And then the Associated Press admitting after they fearmonger, they say, this is the second case of swine flu death, this 33-year-old woman. 15 seconds later, they admit that the doctors just fell short of saying that the swine flu actually caused her death. Oh, and she had all these other chronic illnesses and problems beforehand. The swine flu hasn't killed anybody in this country. The 2-year-old boy that died was a Mexican citizen. He was a premature birth, and he also had chronic health problems. And now we have this 33-year-old Texas woman where they admit the swine flu didn't kill her. And I don't think that anybody near her contracted, quote-unquote, the swine flu. And remember, in the beginning, they said, oh, this is from pigs in Mexico. Well, then they said, well, we couldn't find any pigs in Mexico, but apparently we found some pigs last weekend, about a week ago, in Canada. And then they said a Mexican immigrant worker gave it to him. Then you have this CFR witch, that's Council on Foreign Relations, who is writing stories for Newsweek to fearmonger the swine flu. Oh, it's going to get us. It's going to be a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. Ah! She gets on there. She calls Lou Dobbs a racist. And then on top of calling Lou Dobbs a racist, says that the swine flu originated from the United States. They haven't found a single pig with the swine flu in the United States. What is she talking about? And then if you dare question why this quote-unquote swine flu, and Colbert asked the question, is really avian flu, swine flu, and human flu combined, Well, then, you're the Indonesian prime minister who obviously believes the Jews did it. That's how they roll. Everything is anti-Semitic. Everything's about the Jews. Don't question anybody. Take the shot. It's delicious. By the way, the people who are going to be giving you that shot are the good people at Baxter. Remember, 2 months ago, Bloomberg and others reported that they had actually shipped out to 14 separate countries avian flu vaccines that contain two types of live avian virus and another type of live human virus. Just type it in. It was all over the international media. MSNBC picked up on it. And the Czech officials in the headline said, this looks like it's man-made. It doesn't look like this could have occurred naturally. So if you're a Czech official or you're an Indonesian minister, you're not allowed to say where the swine flu actually comes from. And remember, Baxter going to give us this vaccination, they get caught sending out vaccinations with live viruses in them. And now they're trying to do spin control. I've got the article in front of me somewhere in this stack. Basically, the PR woman is now saying, oh, those weren't, here it is right here, those weren't really vaccines. The headline is, government nods to preferential purchase of anti-flu medicine. And this is in the Prague Daily Monitor. You go down. Let's see. Protesting against this assertion by IDNES, Baxter spokeswoman Jana Chakova said the material in question was no medicine contaminated with bird flu virus, but a material set for test purposes in research labs. The material was not designed for new production or application to humans. Liar. She's a liar. I'm going to call her a liar here. That's what these people do. That's what this spokeswoman is for. She's a PR spin master. And in the next segment, I'm going to show you another PR spin master on the Colbert Report with her just outrageous lie after lie after lie after lie. When are we going to hold these people accountable? And you're like, Jason, why are you even reporting on the swine flu? That was so last week. Well, the reason I'm reporting on it is because they're saying now, oh, it might take a break in the summer, but it'll be back next winter, right in time for the vaccine. In fact, here we go. Let's just cover some vaccine headlines from the week. Decision on flu vaccine looms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday that there are 642 confirmed U.S. cases and an additional 850 probable. And then they're saying it confirmed two U.S. deaths. And that's a lie. So we still might need those vaccines, says the Obama administration. It's disgusting. WHO, up to 2 billion people might get the swine flu. Folks, when are we going to wake up? We'll be back after this with the Colbert Report. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. So I want to play this clip right now of the AP first admitting that swine flu really didn't kill this woman after they say it killed her. They go, oh, swine flu killed its second victim, and then they say doctors fell just short of saying the swine flu actually killed her. Oh, by the way, she had all these chronic illnesses. And the reason we're going to play that is because I have yet another headline here from this week off the AP. Swine flu likely to return to U.S. next winter. And, of course, they show the picture of this woman who has died. Again, fear-mongering, trying to get you to take the shot. They went all the way up to pandemic level 5 and had to change the definition of a pandemic out of CNN when a pandemic isn't a pandemic. The word pandemic refers to how widely widely dispersed a disease is, not to how severe the disease is what they said. And then they said confusion about the meaning of pandemic is understandable. Until Monday morning, the WHO had a definition on its website, that's less than a week ago, folks, 6 days ago, saying that a pandemic flu causes enormous numbers of deaths and illnesses. However, they had to change it so they could go to that level 5 and scare the hell out of people. All right, hit the AP clip.
A 33-year-old school teacher from a Texas border town has been confirmed as the second death in the United States of a person with swine flu. Judy Trunnell had recently given birth to a healthy baby boy. She'd been hospitalized since April 19th, and Texas health officials have stopped short of saying that the flu caused the woman's death.
Stop it. All right. We're gonna have the official actually talk, but did you get that? See, second confirmed case. Oh, but the health officials stopped short of saying she died from the swine flu. Hit it.
Caused the woman's death.
The person did have underlying chronic health conditions.
Oh.
So there are extenuating factors there as well.
Classes at Trump.
Oh,
most
extenuating health,
canceled
health
until
conditions.
Monday.
Just pull it. Now I want to play this CFR woman on Colbert. We're going to go through the whole clip. I'll probably talk over it because it's just that disgusting. This woman gets on there. She's the author of this article on the cover of Newsweek where it's really dark. They show the cover on the TV show. It's really dark, and there's a pig coming out. Uh-oh, snout's going to kill you. Remember, they have to make this about pigs, even though it is a swine flu virus, an avian flu virus, and a human flu virus, admittedly combined. Hit the clip.
Well, madam, before we get started here, can I be careful? Oh, there you go. You never can be too careful. You write about these diseases all the time. That's got to be a hazard. Okay. Now, madam, you, besides having written books like The Coming Plague, you have written the cover article on the new Newsweek, Fear and the Flu. And then this little image, a little snout, the piggies are right outside our door, trying to lick our children. Now, should I be terrified? Is this the end? Is it all over?
No.
It's not?
No.
Why should I believe you?
This particular virus is new, and it's mm-hmm. a nasty virus, mm-hmm. but it's not nasty enough.
What's nasty enough? You say that there are people out there who could have swine flu, and we don't know because they're not sick enough to be tested for the swine flu. What is sick enough? What gets you? What gets your blood drawn?
You have to be in a cluster of suspicious cases. You have to be running a high fever. You have to be nauseated and. You know, the flu, a really bad, rotten case flu.
But I get that. And I go to the doctor. He doesn't draw my blood. He just says, you got the flu, go to bed.
Yeah, well, you're not in the middle of an epidemic, but now you are.
So we're in the middle of an epidemic right
now?
Yeah,
we're in an epidemic right now.
Okay. Now, you write about epidemics and this kind of stuff all the time. When you heard that there was a swine flu going around, did you think, cha-ching? I smell cover story. Boom. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
You know, my really big problem is the biggest sales are in Beijing, but the Chinese steal my royalties.
Oh, there it is. Now, now God gave us a pretty good warning about this, madam. He said, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
Yes, so the point being, having giant industrial-scale pork farms where we have wall-to-wall zillions of pigs, and outside, lots of birds, and then people walking in and out. We've created this artificial ecology.
All right, stop it for a second.
Extremely dangerous.
Again, she's making it about pigs and the way that we're farming these pigs. There are zero pigs in this country with the swine flu. They found zero pigs in Mexico with the swine flu. Last week, they supposedly found the first pigs in Canada, and then they blamed it, and I want to reiterate this. They blamed it on a Mexican immigrant worker, which I think is ludicrous on its face. But what this woman says next is so off the handle, I can't even get over it. She claims the swine flu came from the United States pig somehow. Go ahead.
Why is the pig the vector for, you know, avian, for bird viruses and for human viruses and pig viruses? Why are they individual, like, walking, talking, eating, pooping petri dishes?
The term we use is mixing vessels. It's a little more polite.
They're a mixing vessel? Why are pigs a mixing vessel? Why do all these viruses inhabit this one pig? Is it because pigs are so delicious? Is that what it is?
Pigs will eat anything. Absolutely anything. They will.
It sounds like anything will also eat a pig. These viruses will go into a pig.
They have a very permissive GI tract.
That sounds like they have loose morals in their guts.
Yeah, well, close. But, you know, the real thing is we also are worried about chickens, and we have really good reasons to be worried about chickens.
Go on. What else? Why should I be terrified of chickens?
Because, okay, you're worried about H1N1, the pig virus,
yes.
But there's H5N1. The bird virus.
Is that five times as bad as H1?
Actually, more like about 850 times.
And here comes the fear-mongering.
The mortality rate of that one in Indonesia right now is 82% of the people who get it die.
82%.
Where around? In Indonesia?
It's actually in many places all over the world. It just hasn't come to the Americas yet.
Who you say that Mexico did a good job handling the swine flu outbreak? Other than, you know, the fact that they had the outbreak. What governments are not so forthcoming?
It started here.
It started here?
In the United States of America.
But it's the Mexican flu.
We exported it to Mexico.
How did they get
it? Thank you very much, Mr. Lou Dobbs.
All right, stop it for a second. And there she goes. And even the audience is like, ooh, I don't know about that, you CFR witch. How dare you? Listen, zero cases of pigs with swine flu. Somehow we exported the virus to Mexico? Folks, if you believe the media hype, they're saying that hundreds, if not thousands, of people in Mexico had the swine flu. I mean, and then the Mexican president, Calderon, who I'm not a big fan of, still comes out and says it's disgusting the way Hong Kong and China are quarantining them. And eventually they came back. The hype has kind of fallen off. But then she blames the United States for exporting the swine flu. Gets only better after that. Hit it.
Do we need to quarantine Lou Dobbs? Is that what you're saying?
You're not.
I think you just called Lou Dobbs a swine. Now, what countries have not been so forthcoming and helping epidemics like this?
Well, Egypt is running around killing 300,000 pigs, and they don't even have any of the pig flu there.
But just pigs are not halal. That's one reason. No, what?
Because of the 10% Coptic minority that they want to repress. But also, Indonesia hasn't shared any of the bird flu viruses that have emerged
Why
in that
not?
Country. Because the Minister of Health believes that somehow we actually make these viruses. We, the evil Americans, a.k.a. maybe the Jews, not really.
Oh, it's about the Jews.
We deliberately release them.
Oh.
So that then they have to buy pharmaceutical products from us in order to get vaccinated or cured.
That's a good business model. What is
or killed. Let's pull it right there. Forget about cured. Okay? If they put in executive order 13375, which says if you don't take the mandatory vaccination, you can do a year in prison or $250,000 fine. Or they just declare pandemic level 6. Pandemic level 6 says the WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning, 1.5.1, compulsory vaccinations, no individual human rights. That's right, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution for you, all because of the swine flu. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in this evening, or this afternoon, I'm sorry. The reason I'm making a big deal about this swine flu thing is because they're making a big deal of it, and they're openly saying they're going to give the vaccinations to Baxter Corporation, and Baxter got caught sending out anti-avian flu vaccines with two types of live avian flu virus in them. I'm going to say it very calm, and another type of live human virus. You go back. You read the original source articles. It got sent to the Czech Republic and 13 other places. The scientists took it out, injected a ferret with it, and it immediately killed that ferret. Now, over 2+ months later, we hear from this Jana Shakova saying, oh, that wasn't actually a vaccine. That was just experimental material we were sending out. Is that why it made headlines on MSNBC that the Czech Republic said that this had to be man-made? And then you say that this swine flu, and again, it's not really swine flu, it's avian, swine, and human flu, all combined together. And she says, it's a mixing vessel. It's a mixing vessel. But if you suggest that this was man-made and somehow, you know, rogue government powers, the United States government may be involved. Remember, we have Plum Island. We have all these institutions. Well, then the Jews did it, and you're immediately discredited. Meanwhile, they change the name of or the definition of pandemic in order to go up to level 5. They go up to level 6, then you have no human rights. Let me just read you the whole subsection of this WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning. You can print the document, I promise you. It's a real document. I'm not just reading some Johnny nonsense off a chalkboard or off, you know, my hand. No, this is real. 1.51, legal and ethical issues. During a pandemic, it may be necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals, off-license use of drugs. Off-license use of drugs means the drugs don't have to work and you can never sue or find recourse after the fact. So they can give you any kind of drug they want. It doesn't have to be proven. Sounds like something I'd want to take or you'd want to give your children. Very loving. Compulsory vaccination or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of measures that are being considered, and to ensure coherence with international legislation or the international health regulations. Again, it's about the UN taking control and saying, you have no sovereignty, you have no constitutional rights, you have no Bill of Rights, take the shot. And what really sickens me, and these are the last two stories that I'm going to bring up about the matter, is that the Telegraph,
about a week ago, said that inflatable mortuaries and express funerals are planned for the flu pandemic. Again, this is why we report on it. They say that they want 24-hour cremations and express funerals that could be used to dispose of thousands of bodies in a flu pandemic. How many thousands? They said that the UK death toll from a pandemic could be as high as 750,000 people. And then UPI reports that swine flu, remember, because it's such a great combining virus, could mix with HIV and create airborne AIDS. The fear-mongering never stops. Never stops. So, you know what? I think I'm done with the swine flu unless we take some callers later on in the show. And if we do so, we can talk about that or whatever. But I'm going to hit some of the other news stories that I really went into during the week. A lot of people are aware now, especially if they listen to the Alex Jones Show or my show regularly, that the census is GPS tagging all homes this year. They're going to get within 40 feet of every single home. Let me repeat that. Every single home. And they are going to database it. And that's the bottom line. Now, the question is, do you care? Oh, if you're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't matter. Well, it totally lets you know you'll never live off the grid again. I mean, not that Google Earth isn't big, but this will integrate every single home. And a lot of people within the Patriot movement or First Amendment advocates, Second Amendment advocates, constitutionalists, you know, people who are behind the Bill of Rights don't like this, but they're basically being told by the Census Bureau, too bad, we're just going to come back when you're not here. They're also handing out very, very large questionnaires to try to database you and everything you do. And, I mean, that's what this system is. According to an online Yahoo program, the Global Position System Coordinates for the White House, probably one of the best-known publicly owned buildings in the world, are 38.898590, latitude 77.035971. And since you know that, it's no big deal for the White House to know the coordinates of your front door, is it? Oh, the only difference is that the White House is completely surrounded by Secret Service, CIA, NSA. They have a standing army protecting the White House. But I'm pretty sure that the average citizen out there doesn't have a standing army protecting their house. And while that's going on, we're seeing a real push for the Internet to die, at least in its current form. We've been talking about Internet 2, Web 2.0 for a while. Well, there's a conference coming up in San Francisco, October 20th to the 22nd. It's the Web 2.0 Summit. And in it, they admit right here, remember, this is all for good. Everything's going to be so much better when we have Internet 2. We have to have Internet 2. Meanwhile, it'll be more control, more snooping. On top of that, we have the Cyberbullying Act and the Cybersecurity Act. Cybersecurity Act being introduced by Jay Rockefeller. We're going to get into that in a moment. But here it is right here, out of their own mouth. At the center of both the destruction and creation is the World Wide Web. See, they have to destroy it to bring in this second-tier Internet where they can have even more control. They don't like the fact that we're having a large effect, that the mainstream media is dying. And literally the Senate is saying, we got to figure out how to save the mainstream media. If we don't save the mainstream media, how are we going to get our news? For instance, the Boston Globe is ready to go under. It's owned by the New York Times. And now the government wants to bail it out. They want to make it an even bigger government-run propaganda institution. U.S. senators consider options for ailing newspapers. Again, they attack the web, they save the old media. Let's kick out the new media, and that's why the alternative media is targeted in that DHS document. And let's save the old media, because we already control most of that. The U.S. government could provide tax breaks for newspapers or allow them to operate as nonprofits to help the struggling business survive. And, of course, our loving friend John Kerry is the spokesman for this. Well, thank you, John Kerry, a.k.a. Skull and Bones, a.k.a. I threw the election to my third cousin on one side, eighth cousin on the other, George W. Bush, in 2004. And I think it's a big joke, you know? I mean, come on. If he had challenged that, he actually won, folks. He wasn't there to win. He was there to be a ringer. The guy was nowhere near anybody in the primaries. Howard Dean was the front runner. And then all of a sudden, Howard Dean makes one comment. He goes, yeah! They play it on the mainstream media, which is owned by corporate and government interests, basically.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah! Is that on the air?
Yeah!
And then all of a sudden, John Kerry, who couldn't get 50 people at an event, he's the front runner. And, you know, let's not talk about Diebold, you know, fixing elections. I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole other can of worms. You want to see how they're controlling the vote? Go watch Hacking Democracy by Bev Harris. I mean, it was on HBO. It's literally common knowledge. And they don't want this information to be widely distributed. That's why we have the Cyberbullying Act, and it's to save the children. It's H.R. 1966. And now, you know, typing to people online things that are cruel and might hurt their feelings will be an act of will be a criminal act, and you'll do 2 years in prison. I mean, that's what the, all right, let's go through the findings. Findings. Cyberbullying can cause psychological harm, including depression, negatively impact academic performance, safety, and the well-being of children in school, force children to change schools, and in some cases lead to extreme violent behavior, including murder and suicide. Yes, the internet did all of this, and the message boards are causing suicide and murder throughout the world. I mean, come on. Yet another excuse to regulate free speech on the internet. Online victimizations are associated with emotional distress and other psychological problems, including depression. And then this is the funniest one right here. I mean, just think about these numbers. Crunch these numbers in your head if you have more than a third grade in education. You know, if you can multiply and divide, this should let you know how much bull this entire bill is. 60% of mental health professionals who responded to the survey of internet mental health issues report having treated at least one patient in the past 5 years. In the past 5 years who had this problem. Really? 5 years? One patient, 5 years, 54%? Doesn't seem that promising. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.